Tapped In exclusive. We are the internet, bitch.
So Tapped In podcast, we're joined by obviously Chicago native, right? Mm-hmm. Give yourself the introduction. Let me hear your intro.
All right. It's Warhol. Warhol.SS. Big 3-2.
Fuck yeah.
A real Marley.
Big 3-2, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so.
Bob Marley's long lost grandson.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You know, shit like that. Luana and Christopher's son.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Simple as that, man. The biggest in this shit.
Hell yeah.
Most unfuckwittable.
So
like face.
Yes, sir.
We was briefly talking about food and all that shit, but I want to switch subject a little bit. So how'd you get your name, man? And what does the SS Such stand for name. After?
All right, so SS used to stand for like so shitty when I was like kid type shit. Like But it's really like super sport for cars and shit like that. But like I dropped the SS off on my Instagram, not on my name though. Okay. I dropped the SS off on my Instagram
because
the Andy Warhol Foundation fuck with me. So like I got the blessing to just get the name and shit. So
damn.
Yeah. So that's cool.
So the name though, like, how did you pick Warhol?
Do
you know what I mean?
So like, it's this quote about Andy Warhol that said pretty much in so many words, the man was a drug. Everybody could get high on him, but he can't get high on nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So in so many words, saying everybody love the man's presence, but he really cool just being by himself.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's me, like in every aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
You know, I like being around people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I enjoy
your time.
I enjoy my time more than anything because that's when I get to think. That's when I get to. You know what I'm saying?
I recently been getting into that.
Refreshed and like that. I feel like. In 2023, we got way too much
distractions.
Hyper interaction, you know what I'm saying? You got to deal with Instagram, TikTok.
So much shit.
People worrying about if you lit or not because you're not posting shit on the gram or if you is. It's too many. I mean, then we just had a whole pandemic that we couldn't have never seen coming for 20, 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a whole bunch of shit. people's minds so not focused on what really matters. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I be taking time to really recognize who I am and what an artist should really be to the world instead of giving people too much of yourself. Now, I ain't talking about the music, you know what I'm saying? Because the music, I love dropping music.
And then I've been getting
in the habit of dropping more music, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, dropping music in the way people do now, it take away the artistry from it. People just be trying to get out music and shit like that. But, like, you know, you got to know when you're an artist and when you're just one of them.
Yeah. Jesus. That's so fucking on point. What do you do to like decompress? Like, how do you disconnect? You just stay off the phone? Like,
watch movies.
Bro, I love movies. What are some of your.
All right, so I posted some snips. So, like, when I be posting snippets and shit for songs, I like using movies. The other nigga that I seen that be doing that shit was Shawnee Bin Laden. I seen that shit. That was fire.
Shout out Shawnee.
But what I was about to say, I just put out a couple of snippets. One of the movies was Taxi Driver. The other was Belly. One of the movies was The Warriors, and I had Clockwork Orange in there too. Like, a lot of people don't even know about a lot of the movies.
Those are some fucking great movies, bro.
All the movies from the 60s up until the 90s, I'd be binge watching all the 60s and the early 2000s movies. I'd be binge watching all those.
Bro, you have my number now, so I'll send you some recommendations.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I feel you on that.
Like Space Odyssey 2001.
So
like,
good.
That was some shit I seen when I first started rapping. I came out like one of my first songs was called 2001, and the cover was 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah, that came from that.
Yeah,
that's a fire reference right there.
Who put you, like, did anybody put you on movies?
Nah,
on
bro, I was just you
watching shit.
Bro, like these your friends. Like,
so when I was a shorty, like my pops and my uncles, all of them was like into watching the old Chinese kung fu movies and shit like that,
like Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then like Bruce Leroy, Cleopatra Jones, all them type of blaxploitation movies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, I know people would be saying that shit is like a time where people thought we was clowns, but I think that was probably like some of the best cinema black folks that had. And then we was all.
It was a legit form of art.
Everywhere. We was everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
huge.
It was everywhere. Huge.
I fuck with black cinema.
What was that?
I fuck with black cinema. Like, I feel like those are the best movies.
Bro, if you like black cinema, get Tubi. Tubi.
Tubi. Oh,
get Tubi.
They bought it back? Or they bought
that. Bro, they get Tubi. That shit is free.
They got all the black
movies?
They got
all the black cinema, bro. Tubi and HBO Max. HBO Max obviously not free, but Tubi is, though.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So that's crazy. So you said your dad and your uncles and shit.
Yeah,
they were kind of watching shit.
Bro, all right, look, put it like this, bro. My mom and pops and both sides of the family was gangsters, bro. Like, my mama sold pounds to keep the lights on, and my daddy was in jail for the first eight years of my life.
Of your life, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like...
You were in the mix.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I understand
but at
where
the same
from.
Time, though, it was a nurturing type of upbringing. Though. It was like, yeah, I was around X, Y, Z, but they knew not to have me around X, Y, Z. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand. I come from like a similar background, somewhat similar. So I understand like I have like a very loving mom and all that, but she was about out there doing her thing, hustling. Yeah. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Let that shit go, bro.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna
and
lie,
telling
bro.
You don't do this shit, right? But I got to do this shit because I got such and such going on. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
See, I ain't going to lie. Once you get to this age, that's when you start understanding people do certain things just for necessity, really. It's not even because you're trying to be a gangster.
Yeah.
You're trying to be this, that, and third. I know a million niggas not a million niggas, but a couple people that's millionaires out trapping, but that's not exactly what they wanted to do. They didn't want took that shit and went legal with it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not just shit a motherfucker really want to do. It's just out of necessity.
Right. Word.
Now, weed, that's a little different now because now it's like, you know, this shit legal.
Everywhere.
So now you can really play with the shit, have fun with the shit.
Yeah.
So
it's totally different than what it used to be like. Yeah. Everybody got weed now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, weed, come on, bro.
It's fucking crazy.
It's like, I'm at the age now, like, my little cousins that was like kids. Niggas is like turning 18 and shit like that now. It's like, now shit, y'all old enough to smoke if y'all want to. But it's like, if y'all want to get some weed, I will point y'all in the motherfucking direction.
Let's get the good weed. So we were talking about like upbringing. You were talking about your parents and all that. So obviously you're from Chicago and we mentioned that part. How was it growing up in Chicago? And I would just want to say like, every neighborhood has rough parts, but I know Chicago is like really rough. So I would consider you like a survivor, right? You done moved out, and not like in a bad way. You
I get what you're saying.
You know, you continuing your career. You know what I'm saying? Doing your other shit, etc. Can you talk a little bit about how I was growing up in Chicago?
I mean, shit. I feel like growing up in Chicago would really feel like growing up in any other city. Just, you know, high population.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you gotta think about it, New York. At a certain time, bro, New York would be just like Chicago if their gun laws weren't so crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's just being honest with you.
And people like, are still strapped, so it's well, funny. It's funny, right?
Yeah, like, think about it like this, bro. Like,
irrelevant.
Every train in America got to cross through a piece in Chicago, like in Harvey or something like that. So all them guns and shit like that, niggas is smart. Like, they're going to go hit the trucks for all type of shit. So it's like, that shit is damn near, like, privy to niggas. Like, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's that. But it's like, the growing up in Chicago, bro, it's like, that shit not crazy. That shit fun, for real, bro. What? That shit fun. We got turnt high schools, bad bitches, good food.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in Chicago. Was
like
that.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, bro. Like, niggas get shot every day, B.
That's... That
swear to God.
It's like
that's true.
The simplest, like, the simplest truth.
Yeah, like it's not something that's like beautiful.
It's just the
but
it's
that's the
just
truth.
What it is.
A matter of fact.
What it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta eat or get ate. Live or be outlived.
Or yeah.
Yeah. I was just
like,
thinking
live
about
or
it.
Die.
People always make it seem like crazy. Like I was just what we was talking about earlier. Like it's not how you think about it. Like I was out there chilling. And it was motherfuckers jumping in the lake in the middle of the night. It was the middle of the summer. It's hot. You know what I'm saying? People jumping in the lake, hanging out, having a good time. I'm like, oh, shit, it's cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Shit, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Chicago tank like that.
There you go. And they be having after the baseball game, and shit be going down.
Bro, like the clubs out there turn like
the little bars too. The little.
Bro, I don't even come outside in L.A., bro. When I be here, bro, people don't even know I live here, bro. And I've been living here for 6 years.
How you like it?
What, LA?
Yeah.
That shit cool.
It's cool.
Like,
It's different.
That's the best reaction.
Yeah.
I swear to
that
God.
That kind of summarizes LA, dude.
Hey, I swear to God, bro. Chicago never got cold. I live in Chicago my whole life.
Oh, but it gets cold,
but it
cold
gets
though.
Cold.
Yeah, yeah, it get cold as fuck. Rigid. Bro.
Shit, that wind be getting up under your jacket. Shit be getting up, bro. That shit cold. But all right, so we got a little part of this show, the tap 10 wheel, right? Little game part, little segment. We're gonna have you spin this shit. You got three spins.
You get three spins.
Yeah. So
okay. Here you go.
So look, I'm gonna give you like a little on. We're gonna spin it your way. But look, look, you can spin that bitch a little example. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll let you light your weed and get started.
Matter of fact, yeah.
Let's get started.
Curious what the hell this shit.
Whoa. Yeah, a little fun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's rock.
You get better spin.
Yeah, come on, spin that.
Better spin it. Oh, all right, bet. Come on.
Let me tighten that.
It might fall apart, but it's cool.
No, we good. No, we good. Yeah, let's go. Boom. Cap or no cap?
Damn. All right. Cap.
I thought it was going to land on that shit grow up shit.
Bro. No. We got some. It's cool shit.
It's snacks. You fuck with it. It's not bad. It's just rare snacks and hot chips. All right. cap or no cap? Atlanta has the hottest scene right now. Cap or no cap?
The hottest music scene?
Yep.
I want you to say something because I want to say something after.
I ain't going to lie. Right now, cap.
Cap.
And I'm going to say this, because I used to live in Atlanta. I graduated from high school in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, Atlanta is a big part of me. But YSL is in jail right now. And YSL is the glue to all of Atlanta.
Free YSL.
YSL. Free slime.
Specifically.
Yep. Free slime and
there
free
you
yak.
Go. There you go.
Free slime, free yak.
There you go.
Just them two.
Free slime, free yak.
I hear slime
you
is
see
such
Quavo,
a good
Offset. They getting into it. I don't get a niggas' business. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like, Atlanta is falling apart without slime.
And R.I.P. Keed.
And I hear that slime is like
Keed,
a great person.
Yeah, R.I.P. Keed.
Slime, come on, bro.
Fucking legend.
Slime is the purest of the pure.
God, man.
And that's from personal experience. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't
speaking on no other nigga.
We talked to Key, right? R.I.P. Key, but he came up here and he told us like the first time he met Slime, Slime was like, I fuck with you. And then the next time he was like, took him straight to the PJ, took a flight straight to New York.
First time he ever flew.
That's crazy.
Because of him.
See, so it's like, damn, man, free slime,
crazy
man.
Shit.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, slime to
put niggas on, man. Change niggas' lives.
That was a great answer.
But you know who do got the hottest scene right now?
Who?
Florida.
That's fat. All the little jits.
Florida.
Why you say that? Who you fucking
Shout
with? Who you
Florida.
Listening to?
Even though that little Boston Richie situation happened, he did post them other niggas and get them other niggas turned. Nigga, Wiz having nigga SCY Gym, bro. My homie be in the car playing that shit all day. And nigga Lo Shammy, nigga Golden Boy kind of, nigga Lil Tyler, nigga Shorty. He,
yeah.
And all them niggas, I ain't gonna lie, niggas really not rapping about spending like that. Niggas rapping about getting money, trapping, and that's my type of shit.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I listen to Face so much. That's why I listen to motherfucking Detroit music. Cause them niggas don't even be talking about spending and shit like that. Like,
Yeah.
Like niggas might talk about what guns they got.
Yeah. Right,
niggas
right,
ain't
right,
talking
right.
about scrape an album scrape a spinning. Like, a I ain't gonna lie, I'm waiting for the day Dirk gets talking about some new shit.
Yeah.
That's facts.
That is facts.
Dirk, I hope you see this. I'm waiting on the day. Shout out Dirk. Cause I ain't gonna lie, Dirk talented, bro.
As fuck.
He hard, but like even with Meek, I love Meek to death. Meek, one of my big brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like I was feeling a little weird when he start trying to rap on like what Dirk and the younger niggas rapping on. The motherfuckers supposed to look at Meek like big bro,
right?
Yeah,
like you supposed to be
like do the niggas from jail and
footsteps.
Shit.
The next
nigga
thing.
Supposed to follow in your footsteps, but you talking about some shit that's gonna put a nigga right back in the situation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, but it's like you know, just food for thought.
That's facts. That's crazy.
You get
though.
Two more spins.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of spinning. What do you get?
Cop or drop. Hold on, we're gonna put
something on the screen. You tell us if you cop or drop it. Let's see what it is.
That's the
Jesus Christ. The Montclair Puffer G Wagon. That was like no hezzy cop.
It's not even
what? You didn't even have to like see the whole 360 view.
Shout out Gordon Wagner.
Bro, you see, hey, bro, you see the Montclair wheels.
The tires though. Can we zoom in on the tires?
Bro, they got Montclair tires, boy. Oh my god.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is yeah. So good.
When I get a billion, find me one. When I get a B, find me one of them bitches.
Automatic car.
One more spin.
Yeah, you get another spin.
One spin. Right, yep. Come on, let's rock.
Video reaction. Hold on, we gonna post.
All right, we get one more.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of Florida.
Speaking of Florida, what the playing fuck? With these alligators.
Crocodile bites.
Fucking retard.
Bro. What is he doing?
He finna tweak. He finna tweak. Look. He finna tweak.
Please eat him.
He finna tweak.
He fuck
crocodile.
Of course, he's fucking white.
No, he not white. He like Asian or something.
Nah.
That's an old.
Oh, bro.
Fucking dumb as hell, bro. Oh my god.
Like, just like
people be doing anything, bro.
He got his shit took off.
Dog.
White meat. I seen it.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
You're done to you right there. You just lost your shit. Damn.
Disgusting.
Anything.
Wow, that's a wild one. Anyway. Fuck.
So you end up in Atlanta. That's fucking sick. Yes. So at what point? How do you make your way over there?
My pops. I got family in Atlanta. My grandparents, okay. All type of shit. Yeah, I got family in Atlanta.
You always have
cousins.
Family.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
was your mom originally from Chicago?
So my mom is from Chicago and my pop's side of the family is pretty much from Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, but was pops born in Chicago?
Nah. My pops was actually born in Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? So I used to like spend summers going back and forth from Chicago to Minneapolis. That's the first time I got Speaking introduced to white people. You know what I'm saying? Like
Minneapolis
white. Yo, I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. Yeah. But look, the reason why I start learning how to fuck with people in different crowds and all
right.
that.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's from traveling and all that. Because I ain't going to lie, bro. If I was just staying in Chicago the whole time the way I did, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could be a whole different nigga.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I could be a whole different nigga. So right. It's like, I really appreciated, like, that little shit. Going in the little suburbs and shit. Meeting, like, little skateboarder kids and shit. Like, that was just introducing me to shit that, like,
different parts.
Like, wasn't in my, you know what I'm saying? That was introducing me to shit that, like, wasn't in my neighborhood. You feel me? That went in my hood. So I was like, I was fucking with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandparents was real in the collecting, like, African masks.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. This is a whole lot of culture in my family. Like, my mama, she a fashion designer. My grandfather on my mama's side, he paint. Like, he got art in the Vietnam War Vet Museum in Chicago.
What?
So, I was going to say
shout
that.
Shout out, Grant. That's sick as fuck.
Yeah, hey. Now my granddaddy, one of my heroes. That made hard. Wow. That's one of the reasons why I named myself War. I made my first painting when I was two.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. My mama got that house hard. Right now.
Hey, gonna ask you, is that another reason why your family went to Chicago is because they have a lot of like black artists, like right? The black like art culture is really respected
crazy.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Like you know what
so,
I'm saying?
So originally my mama's side was from Memphis. Originally. But like my grandparents, they moved from Memphis to Chicago and Racine, Wisconsin. My aunt Leah's late great Aunt Liz, rest in peace to her.
R.I.P.
She built the whole family in Racine, and she like a known lady out there. She like, damn. She not political or nothing like that, but like,
yeah.
That was like a spot. Like even the hood niggas out there was like, I bet. Yeah, it was like, you see Aunt Liz, you bring her groceries in. You see Aunt Liz, you make sure she's straight. She crossed the street, like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like my folks was like respected on some just, it's a stand-up family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you feel me? My grandfather, he was one of the original Black Peace Stone Rangers before it changed into a gang for real. He was when the Black Panthers formed it and all that.
Yeah.
Like,
they like protect the community.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like my family been on the east side of Chicago my whole life. You
Holy
know what I'm saying?
Shit.
And that's where the Black Peace Stones originated, the east side of Chicago.
Right.
So, I ain't one of the Stones, but like my family and like,
hell yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's fucking incredible. Yeah, hell, that's yeah. crazy history. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, for
sure. You got siblings?
Crazy impact.
I got a little brother. My little brother, he was born in Atlanta. My little brother, Amir.
Shout out.
He on my pop side. On my mama's side, I'm the only child. But, like, I got dumb cousins. So it's like.
Basically enough to have, basically, and close enough.
I was never only child.
Okay, got it.
I wasn't never only child. You know what I'm saying? On my daddy's side, even when my little brother was in Atlanta, I got all type of cousins on my daddy's side. My pops was one of the real gangsters when he was younger. So I got all type of like mob cousins and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Yeah, you had a lot of like, that's the thing. You said exposure. You had all this like, all these different like variables around you. You know what I'm saying? All these different fucking things that like built you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, for sure.
Like, it makes you like well-rounded.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, because of the way my family is, I will say my like morals and the way I move is more so really on some mob family shit. Like,
right.
Sticking to the code, loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Blood is always thicker than water.
Yeah.
Loyalty is always stronger. You know what I'm Absolutely. Saying? So that's why I do got cousins that's not my blood, but a bond that my pops form with they pops and shit like that, the loyalty,
that's blood. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
thicker than blood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got a very large family.
Damn.
Very large family.
That's amazing.
Shout out to my family.
Shout out to all of them. All of them.
They know what's up with me.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, all right, so you have all these creative people in your like family. Was there anybody into music? And at what point did you get into music or start making it?
Yeah, how old were you at that time?
So honestly, when I first started music, like I was on my mom's side for sure. I was the first one, like in the music, first one, easy. Like I had a lot of music around me though. Like,
yeah,
a lot of music. Jill Scott, Eric Badu, Sade.
Shout out, oof.
Lords of the Underground. That was my first ever album. The Lords of the Underground, it's like a blue and black album. They was like standing like somewhere, like it was somewhere, but yeah. Shit. Bro, I had so much music around me, bro. Like it wasn't like my family was doing music, but bro.
But it was around. Bro. It was
my
really
older cousins
around.
Put me on 3-6 Mafia and all the Memphis shit when I was like, bro, I'm listening to 3-6 Mafia and I was like 6 years old, because my cousin Shannon and my
Game
cousin
changer.
Frank. Shout out my cousin Shannon and Frank.
Shout out.
My cousin Shannon and Charles. Frank wasn't listening to 3-6 Mafia like that. He was listening to like Jeezy and like T.I. and shit.
Hey,
but like, yeah.
Shout out to him too.
My pops was listening to a lot of Jeezy and T.I. and Gucci and shit. But
Atlanta
Legends. They was putting me on 3-6 Mafia. Evil Pimp,
yeah,
Gangsta Boo, RIP Gangsta Boo, she just
RIP,
passed.
Yeah.
The chat, bro, all the Memphis shit, the Memphis shit. Like, that's why I like my sound is like influenced by like Memphis shit,
right?
Like 3-6 Mafia, my sound heavily influenced.
There's a lot of that in there, yeah.
Yeah, heavily influenced by 3-6 Mafia.
So, at what age did you actually like start, in your opinion, like making music? You know what I mean? Like,
I tried to fuck around with it, like. My first time recording some shit, I was 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're pretty young.
Yeah, 17. Yeah. That's when I dropped my first song. I dropped my first song when I graduated high school, May 22nd, 2015.
Damn.
I was in LA already, probably like less than a year after I dropped that first song.
Wow.
That shit was crazy. So I ain't had like no regular out of high school, then transitioning to be a grown man type experience.
It was like
it was right into the music. You know what I'm saying? Damn. So that shit. And then, you know, Speed Racer changed all that shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Crazy.
Of course. No, I mean, like, I feel like you obviously, if that's a good question, Ju. Like, the whole, do you have music background? Do you have somebody? Because I feel like your music out the gate has sounded good. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's obviously only gotten better with time, but like, what influenced you? I mean, what were you listening to, I guess, like at that time? Like what? You said 2015? Like
2015.
Like what were you on?
I was listening to Rob Banks.
Shout out Rob Banks.
Man, shout out Rob, it's my boy.
Speaking of Florida.
Yeah, bro, Florida, I ain't gonna lie. Florida done had some real heavy niggas come out. from the underground to the mainstream, the Raider Clan, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Raider Clan. Like, come on, bro. We could go on for
Young
hours.
Simi. Florida. Young Simi, Denzel Kodak Curry. Black,
yeah, yep, yep, yep.
Kodak Black.
Yep.
Denzel Curry.
But yeah, Simi, Denzel Curry. Like, around that time, I was listening to a lot of Joey Badass. So, Pro Era is the reason why I started rapping. You know what I'm saying? Joey already know that, though. All them niggas, they already know that. They're my people. Kirk, Joey, CJ Fly, Nick Kosh, too. Like, all them niggas, they're my big brothers, though.
That's they
know,
crazy. So
they know. Yeah, they're the reasons why I started this shit. Hell yeah. But, listen to the Flapper Zombies. I remember when I was a junior, I think on 9/11, the Flapper Zombies dropped that one album. That shit was crazy as hell.
Damn,
I ain't gonna lie, niggas really ain't even get that. I was like, bro, them niggas on some shit.
On some other shit.
Them niggas they dropped some shit on 9/11. Nah, they on some shit right
they on
now.
Some good.
Like, they was on some crazy viral shit before crazy
before
viral
it
shit
was even a thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, crazy.
Like, that shit was before that shit was really a thing. But,
shit. I mean, that's a pretty prolific list.
I was listening to Alternative Trap by Lucky Heavy around that time. But, like, he was already into his other projects. But I was going back to listen to Alternative Trap and, like, that shit. Fucking with that shit. Bro, I was listening to all type of shit.
All type of shit.
Yeah, it sounds like listen you have a wide variety of shit. Like, a taste bud for music.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. If y'all seen my music, like, bro, the shit is so... This is just recent shit. Look at that. Read it out loud. So niggas see.
It's Kodak Black, the Cutthroat Bill, Beanie Siegel, the Old Skit.
Shout out Beanie Siegel.
Mom Praying, Jadakiss, Still Feel Me Album, DC 2 Trill. Shout out to the homie.
Hey, DC 2 Trill.
Kiss the Game Goodbye. That's our homie. The whole album. Uh-huh. That Lloyd, I was just bumping that in the gym this morning. Damn, you was bumping that. That calling your name.
Yeah, come on, bro. Come on, bro. What?
I got bumping that Kim, that chemistry.
Come on.
The vibrant thing. Okay, this man, on, we got bro. Some slap. This I is a vibe variety, but these are bro. All good slappers.
Bro,
ordinary oh my God.
People, that used to be my slap.
Bro.
Share my world. These are some slappers.
Big slaps.
Oh, he got the Teddy P in this bitch.
Come on, I love on. TKO Teddy Pendergrass.
Come, come on, the most deaf. This man has a good one.
Oh yeah, Umi Says get played every morning. Yeah,
bro, this is a really good playlist.
I play Umi Says every morning. I call my grandma and my daddy said Umi. So
he got the June in here, my guy. Yeah. Ooh, shout out my boy Larry June, man. That's my geyser. The Snoop that. Oh man, you got some good music in here, man. Yeah, this is some good album. The Jay-Z. Bro, he got shit in. He got Herb.
And that's just recent shit.
Yeah, it's just now.
A lot of Ray, though. I'll be fucking with the Babyface Ray.
Hell yeah.
In My Ray Thoughts, too, is really what got me onto that nigga.
That's the shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ran up 100 and fucked up 100 to that song. No bullshit. No bullshit.
That's fine.
Hey, Tino. You remember, bro? What it was like 2020 and 2021 when I was playing that My Thoughts 2 by Face Damn That every day, bro. I'm playing that shit like seven, eight times every day, bro. This when motherfuckers do that for the SBA shit. You remember was doing when niggas doing that dumb ass shit? Bleezy was bro. My homie Bleezy has ass, bro. This nigga crazy. Figured out the whole SBA shit just sitting in the crib one day. Mind you, I'm a rapper, bro. Free Bleezy, bro. Free my nigga Bleezy in the fizz right now. Nigga free him. Crazy.
He went crazy, though.
Bro, nigga figured out the whole sauce.
He went crazy. He went crazy.
Bro,
he was just buying shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I gave a bitch the sauce, bro, and I was like, hey, I'm finna just send you people, bro. Rock out. Bro, playing that song, I ran up behind it and spit to the whole
Bro. That Ray, me wife and the kids is my shit. I be slapping that, bro. That Ray be my shit right now.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
Damn.
But yeah, man.
That shit is crazy. I want to make sure we just, like, cover some of the songs, man. Like, your music. And then also, like, what you got coming soon. So, for starters, I'm just going to go through some of the shit that I saved that we were listening to. But, like, obviously, Big 32. Fucking Scarface, Mob Shit. Top Off was hard with Ugly God. Go Get It. Do Some Fanta, speaking of Babyface, Ray. Fucking Walk Remix, super hard. Like, out of those, that collection of songs, do you have any, like, kind of like behind the music type shit, like a story about those?
Walk
like,
remix, I recorded that shit 2 hours before my flight, landed, and shot the video that same night.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, what about the other one? Any other, like, what about Big 32? Do you remember the day you recorded Big 32?
Nope.
Do you remember the, like, frame of mind you were in? Like,
shit, any regular time, I'm in the studio, bro. Come on, like, bitch, to eat.
Do you, because this is, like, this is another, like, question that I think it's very interesting the way different people answer it. So, like, do you write your music or not? It's really all off top.
Yeah.
God damn.
I ain't wrote a song since 2015 to 2016.
Damn, that's crazy. Cause you got fact, bars, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Like, boom, crazy story. Deuce and the Phantom, bro. The night we made Deuce and the Phantom, me and Face made 7 songs. Nigga, this nigga had me pull up after his. He had a pop up or something.
Shout
like
out
that
to
in LA.
Face, yeah.
He had a pop up. I pulled up to the man B&B. It's him, his manager Diego. Shit, all his niggas are. We go to the top of his. He got a crazy view of the city. We like recording at the bar, long as hell. We recording. His engineer Reef is he set up at the bar, and we recording right there. And like, if you look this way, it's the whole LA lit up because we in the hills. We at the top of the hill, so it's the whole LA lit up. They playing pool right here. Like you can hear it in the song. Like I ain't gonna lie.
That must have been crazy as fuck.
Wicked.
I fuck with Enough, Real Trill.
Oh, Enough.
Yeah. That's my shit right too. There. Yeah.
They're my favorite type beats, them wavy shits.
Yeah. All the beat selection
ease,
is good too.
That's my shit.
Yeah, with ease.
Yeah.
That was the first time I tried some auto-tune shit like that.
I just was like, oh, this is my vibe. I was like, I like this right here.
So I gotta find out. I mean, we kind of touched on this like when you first came through, like at the beginning. But like, what can people expect? Because I know you said you said cooking is not even like.
All right, so yeah, 3200 Volume 2 is next.
Okay, 3200 Volume 2,
and then I'm coming out with a project with Brent Rambo, and then I'm coming out with a self-titled album this year.
Ooh, I'm about to. Shit. So you're like.
Yeah,
you're gonna flood all that shit. Bro, now, bro. Are you? Do you have like performances lined up right now?
I'm probably about to go on tour after I put out this first project.
Okay, so soon.
Yeah, like I'm about to go on tour.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, about to go on tour. I ain't been on tour in 3 years, bro. So it's like
you're ready. You must be fucking.
Like, it's not even just.
It's gonna be super.
I'm really
lit.
Just excited to perform the new music, bro.
Yeah.
It's like on the last tours, I ain't have out all this new music. I just feel like it's a new sound.
Bro.
Like, I feel like it's just going to hit different shows.
Of course. Live, all that shit's going to be crazy.
Like, Big 3-2 probably, like.
Live, dude?
Bro.
At the top of your set. Shit. Like, you should just come out to Big 3-2. Bro,
I'm telling you, because that shit is really, like, that's some shit I could have put on my self-titled album. But, like, that's like a moniker. That's like a stamp now.
Just put it on.
Like, Big 3-2, that's a stamp.
Dog.
Stamina.
A song I have to see that live.
Yeah.
We have to make that happen.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be in LA? You do one in LA, right?
Yeah. Of course. LA my biggest fan base.
All right, that's where we'll be to that for sure.
So maybe I missed it, but what is the 324 or 32?
So 3200 Lenox Road is where I first started recording music. Not first started recording music, but when I first started taking it serious. That's when I was in that motherfucker with Larry Lee. So 3200 is really a collective. I'm saying it's a collective that we made when I first started rapping. It was me, Larry League, Polari, Swag Hollywood.
Yeah.
But it was just mad niggas that was coming around. Uno was coming around. Fani was coming around. Shit, Cardi used to come around.
Crazy.
Shit, everybody in Atlanta for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was that. That's how that started. But like, I took that shit to heart, so. Motherfuckers had thought the 3200 shit died. I'm like, man, that shit will run back, bro. That shit not finna die. That shit, as long as I'm living, that shit gonna be alive.
It's gonna live.
So that's why I started the Big 3-2 shit, because that's gonna make that shit forever snap. Forever.
Bro,
You know, fucking killed it. Niggas gonna come back around everything. Yeah. Build it. Yeah. And motherfuckers will
like,
come.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Eventually, bro, when I'm at the level I'm supposed to be at, like, this is gonna be that time where I'm like, all right, but literally, come on. I apply, come on. Swag don't even be rapping no more, but I be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Swag always had his own swag, bro. So, why his name Swag?
Hell yeah.
So like, I got a lot of big plans with this shit, bro.
We're stoked for you.
Mad plans with this shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's just too much shit. I can have multiverses of shit, man. Yeah. No bullshit.
Hell yeah.
For real, because I ain't going to lie. I'm about to start. So when I first was coming up, I used to, like, throw shows in the city and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was throwing my own shows. Like, and the way I started getting eyes on me was I was selling out my own shows.
Like, booking.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, throwing shows with you rapping or, like, booking artists?
Nah, with me.
Okay,
with me. Like, me. And then I had, like, other artists that was in the city and shit like that.
But you were selling, like, your own tickets.
Yeah. You selling your own tickets.
That's huge.
It was, and then it was free shows. It was, like, it was all type of shit. But, like, the first big situation when, like, I knew this shit was about to be big was when Iridium, it's a store in Chicago. They used to have a store in Wicker Park. It was, like, 1454 North Milwaukee, something like that. It was, or 15 something.
Yeah.
But regardless though, we packed this shit up, bro. We had a whole big ass line outside of the store. Mind you, this is when, like, they weren't really booking a lot of rap shows. The only rapper that was really getting booked was Chance type
right.
of shit. You feel
right.
me? So Chance and then King Louie and shit like that. So it's like, I bet. We want to do shows. Niggas got fans. So it's like, I bet. Niggas some DIY shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my man's Nosa.
Do yourself.
Shout out my man's Nosa and my man Stan. Niggas was putting bread up to motherfucking throw the shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was producing our own shows and all bullshit. That shit was lit.
That's fucking crazy.
So you got event coordinating skills in your back too.
He's done it all.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I wear every hat of this shit, bro.
That's good, man.
It's like a nigga in the groove now. So where it's like, I can focus on the business. I can focus on that. I can focus on that. And it's not going to take away from the creative process. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
A lot of creators need to be one track minded, focuses only on the creative piece of their. Get knocked off their square, you know
right,
what I'm saying? But
right.
like, I don't got that problem.
Yeah,
I feel like this shit on cruise control now.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah, that kind of that goes back to your whole like being able to disconnect, like having discipline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
being able to like not be caught up on fucking TikTok and all this shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have
like
that.
Discipline goes with everything. Like,
right.
Like yo, I used to sip lean a lot. Like
right.
I still sip lean now, but it's like.
Just a little deuce.
It just be a little bit, bro.
Just
not
a
even
deuce.
A little deuce sometimes.
No,
it
yeah.
just might be a line or like, I just might not sip. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Like, I'll go 3 months without sipping and
right.
then go crazy for 2 weeks and then not sipping again. Like, ass bro,
he'll
come in with Drake a week straight. Hey, you want to pull up? Like, I'm straight. I'm cool.
No, I'm good.
Straight. And then one day I might be like, all right, bet, let's pull.
Let's have it.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? But like, at
it's
the
like
same
moderation.
Time, I be drinking a lot of water too, all type shit, right?
Yeah.
Got to.
And then, like, I'm not. At this age, 25, bro, I'm not about to be walking around here fried the fuck out. You get me?
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be an egg, man.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. That's
yeah,
just
man.
Some kid shit.
Yeah. Well, we're fucking really excited to hear this next shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We can't wait.
I ain't gonna lie. It's.
What, like.
Up is.
Is an understatement. What's the so? How do you like? What's the best place for people to stay tapped in with you? Is it Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram.
And it's straight up.
Yeah.
Like, you want to spell it for him?
Just W A R H O L.
Just
the easiest shit ever,
bro.
Six letters.
That is the craziest handle. That is so sick, man.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When I got that, I was like, oh yeah, they fucked up.
Yeah,
it's over with. It's over with.
They fucked
it's
up.
Over
man.
With.
But you definitely earned it. You
yeah.
earned that name, man.
Yo,
your music's
I knew,
good.
I knew the shit was real when the Andy Warhol museum they posted me on their story. That was like Warhol, artist that got his name from Andy Warhol. Blah blah blah. And then start talking about the music.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's hard.
Hell yeah,
bro. It's like I got a dream of Christie's one day, like, trying to do some shit with music or throw a show, and it's like, all right, bet, let's see who the art foundations or whoever fuck with to get people for the show. And it's like, bro, the Warhol Foundation is obviously only gonna nominate me, because, like,
of course,
only one that even mentioned something about Warhol.
It's Warhol.
But, like, man, if you know, you know.
That's fucking, you know what I'm saying? Sick, man.
Because one of my favorite artists was Basquiat too, but it's like, you gotta understand the history of Basquiat to know Warhol was right there. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was some little shady shit that went on, but, like, it's not stay business.
That's for another, that's for another day. Damn, stay, man. Business. Well, yeah, everybody got to stay sure that they're tapped in with you on Instagram. Follow Warhol for all the fucking, you know, music coming out and all the tour dates coming up. But thank you for tapping in with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone stay tapped in with us. Subscribe, hit the bell. We're tapping out.
Tapped out.
Perfect.